2-0, Clearwater over Daytona. Entering the bottom of the third inning, Alec Bohm takes down Sayers. One ball, no strikes to Luke Skywalker. A 1-0 pitch. A low strike. Evens up at 1-1. Still haven't had any characters visit me up in the booth yet. It's a shame. Not even Finley. Finley's in his alter ego of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Bohm bangs this one out into right field for a hit. Alec Bohm is 1-for-2. By the way, for Bohm, initially it was ruled he reached on an E6 in the first inning yesterday, but that was changed to a hit. So Bohm now 2-for-6 in this series. Hasn't really been able to generate much lift to his hits. He hasn't really tagged one yet. But he's in a new league with better pitching than what was in the Sally League. So it might take a little while for him to adjust as Stokes takes wide. One ball, no strikes. No official at-bat for Stokes in the first. He walked and scored on Vierling's home run. Leadoff man is on for the Threshers here in the third. Stokes drives this one into center field for a hit. Bohm rounding second, heading for third. He'll make it without a throw. And Stokes pushes the runner from first to third. Runners at the corners, nobody out for Vierling, who hit the two-run homer in the first. And right there is the difference for Bohm tonight compared to last night. Bohm ran himself into an out in the third inning last night, trying to take the extra base on a single by Madison Stokes, but was thrown out at second, and instead of the bases being loaded with one out, they're at the corners with two outs. Yes, Vierling drew a walk, then Ortiz flew out, but right there, Bohm had the ball hit into center field. He was able to pick up Marty Malloy at third, which is why he took that extra base. Vierling takes down. One ball, no strikes. Yesterday, he had a lead runner in front of him in Muzioti. Muzioti was held up at third, and Bohm took too wide of a turn and realized at the last second he was dead to rights and got tagged out trying to go back to second. A 1-0 to Vierling. Hits the bottom portion of the zone. 1-1. But right here tonight, Bohm, aggressive with the base running. He got a great read on that ball off the bat of Stokes. He recognized where the center fielder was positioned, which allowed him to aggressively turn second and make it to third. So good base running by Bohm tonight. The 1-1 on its way. Vierling takes just outside. He's ahead of the count, 2-1. He had 3-1 before he hit the two-run homer into the Threshers' bullpen back in the first. Clearwater out hitting Daytona 5-3. The Tortugas with the lone error of the night so far. 2-1 to Vierling. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Couldn't hit the fastball there. Malloy throwing out signs to his base runners. Garcia whispering into the ear of Stokes at first. Bohm taking his lead off of third. 2-0 lead for Clearwater, looking for more here in the bottom of inning number three. Outfield playing Vierling to pull the ball as Orweiler set on the first base side, 2-2. Vierling pops one in the air, right field coming in, now going back is Suhelio, could be deep enough. Bohm tagging from third, there he goes. The throw goes into second, and a successful sacrifice fly for Matt Vierling extends the lead to 3-0 here in the third. RBI number three on the game for Vierling, 14 in 2019. Bohm scores, Stokes stays at first, and rightly so. And let's take a look around the Philadelphia Phillies affiliated scoreboard. As Jalen Ortiz is introduced, he's 1-for-1 with a single. AAA Lehigh Valley won 5-3 over the Buffalo Bisons. That was earlier today, and Lakewood fell to Rome 2-1. Lakewood now 9-20. Ortiz, a broken bat, wet firecracker into right center field. Base hit. Trying to take third is Stokes. He will make it without a throw, but the throw in is cut off. Throw behind Ortiz the first. Yari applies the tag, and the out is recorded there. So Ortiz does get credit for a single, but he is thrown out at first. That goes 9-4-3. There are two down. Stokes with the aggressive base running. And once again, base running, the cause of an out for the Clearwater Threshers. Double A Redding, by the way, is delayed in the top of the first against the Akron Rubber Ducks. Ramon Rosso will take the mound with a 2-0 record, a .89 ERA. Vicious swing and a miss by Shiner, 0-1. Shiner 0-1, he flew out to left field to the wall in left to end the first inning. He came about 3 feet shy of the second two-run homer of the opening frame. Shiner takes outside, 1-1. Wind gussing out towards center field. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a couple more home runs tonight. Stokes at third, two down, 1-1. Shiner swings and misses at a fastball. It's 1-2. Matt Vierling with three RBI already. Nick Maton with the team high this year, 5 in a game. 1-2 pitch, Shiner, a little line drive to left. That is a foul ball by about 2 feet. 1-2, the count remains. Bottom of the third, a run across, making it 3-0 for the Clearwater Threshers. That ball is retrieved by Randy Ventura. He'll take his spot out in left field once again. Inning has gone single, single, sac fly, single, but there are two down. 1-2 pitch, Shiner, a big cut, pops it up right side. Could be playable for Yari. He starts drifting back towards the line. He makes the catch in foul territory for out number three. Threshers leave a man stranded at third, but they get a run across on three hits here in the third. Another RBI for Matt Vierling, who has three on the ball game, and through three, a three-run advantage. 3-0 for Clearwater on the Clearwater Threshers Broadcasting Network.